This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, NFL schedule is out. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Got some big takeaways for you. Number one, there actually was a controversy that happened, which is like bizarre. Only the NFL can step in doo-doo somehow with the schedule release, which is fun and exciting. But every social media team is trying to top each other with these cool schedule release videos. And apparently the Colts took it a little too far.
Well, are you surprised? The level of artistry that is now needed to release your 17 games is insane. I mean, you have to do a mini short film that is Oscar worthy. So, of course, you know, when you do art, you're going to get close to the line. It is insane. The level of production doesn't surprise me at all. They ran into controversy because you have to be so interesting to break through now.
Yeah, but the thing is, it doesn't mean anything. Like, it's a waste of resources. It's fun for the consumer, and that's all great, and it was interesting to go back through. But, like, it's such a gigantic waste of time, effort, and money because that absolutely leads to nothing in terms of your win-loss record, how people feel about your team. Like, the Titans have been putting out gems, just gold, and they can't win jack.
Well, what else are you going to do in an NFL building in May? Watch the rookies play in shorts? There's nothing. There's hundreds of people work for these teams, and there's 6 months of offseason. You got to give them something to do. And second of all, it is good branding. You know, it's actually pretty important. You think about it, it's free advertising. That's why you do it.
Yeah, the NFL is really hurting for attention. But here's what happened. The Colts put out a Minecraft-themed video. They weren't the only ones. The Chargers also did it, and the Chargers one was spectacular. I'm not even a Minecraft person. It kind of made me want to go see the movie. But they put some things in it that seemed a little, like Perloff said, up to the line, which is one instance where Tyreek Hill is getting arrested by the Coast Guard because they play the Dolphins.
Oh, my God. I did not see that.
Another one. Yeah.
Wait, is there anything else besides that? That's the one that's getting all the attention.
Now, I don't know what this statement means because, again, I'm not a Minecraft person, but apparently there's something called you can become a chicken jockey. Can anyone help me with this?
Yes,
Manny?
And no. I mean, I've heard a couple of things that I think are derogatory, but I mean, it's not, I'm not too familiar, but I do know that that's something that's been trending among the youth.
Right. So I don't even feel right saying it because I don't even know what it means. It's something with Minecraft where somebody is literally like riding a chicken. I don't know, but they did this in with regards to Kyler Murray, and then they had Patrick Mahomes as a frog jumps into a boxing ring to stop a fight between Pat Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker. If we remember that stupid story that ended up, it would have been a violation of Pat Mahomes Sr.'s parole, so he and John Rocker could not in fact do a celebrity boxing match.
Aww.
Do we all remember that fun?
Oh, sure.
24 hours. So they deleted it. So the Colts took it down.
I think it was a Tyreek Hill thing.
I don't know. It could have been any one of these things. They basically glazed over everything.
By the way, I
regrettable.
Think the Chargers had the Ian Rapoport, Jordan Schultz fight at the
as
combine.
Minecraft,
that was amazing.
Which was beautiful.
That was amazing.
That was not controversial. That was just funny. These other things are controversial. Anyway, your other big football takeaway from the schedule release was what? Or you want me to go first?
Well, you could go first. I think we're probably in lockstep on coming away from that game, it's like, oh my God, these teams have crazy roads ahead.
Yeah, no, for sure. My biggest takeaway from the schedule was it feels to me like the NFL is making a pretty big bet here on the Minnesota Vikings. And I understand that the Vikings were a really good team last year, but with a, you know, quarterback who has never taken a snap in the NFL before, and also a guy who, you know, is coming off of an injury. They didn't sign Aaron Rodgers, so they're, you know, it's not like that. I thought they had a surprising amount of standalone games. Now, I know that the Europe games don't necessarily count as primetime, but you are standalone, so
they're almost sub games though, because they're before the other games. They're the opposite of primetime. I mean, it's usually like, oh, the Jags and the whatever team is going to give us a 19-13 thriller in Wembley.
Yeah. I'm just saying they're front and center. It's as far as not being all just 1 o'clock Eastern games. So the Vikings starting with the Bears Monday night, then the Falcons on Sunday night. So your first two games out of the gate are primetime. They are going to play a game in Dublin against the Steelers. Then they stay in Europe to play against the Browns. Then they're bye. They get the Chargers on Thursday Night Football in Week 8. Cowboys on Sunday Night Football Week 15, and then they're on Christmas against the Lions. So it's just, to me, felt like, wow, the Vikings are really going to be on our TV quite a bit as standalone games with a rookie quarterback, not a rookie, but his first year as starter, I thought was surprising to me.
Right. I mean, for example, they're playing the Browns in London. Do you think that that's a showcase game?
Well, we'll see if Shador's starting. Everyone's going to be watching it, but I don't know.
I mean, that's the least buzzworthy team in the league, kind of, or one of the least. I think the Vikings are going to be good. Like, why do you think the Vikings are going to fall off? They remind me a little bit of the Niners. Like, there's so many pieces around the quarterback. How good does J.J. McCarthy have to be? He's thrown a Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson. They still have Aaron Jones. They address their biggest weakness, the offensive line, and they still have an elite defensive coach there. I can't imagine them falling off too far. I mean, last year it was an easy schedule. They won 14 games. It gets way harder for the entire NFC North this year.
Yeah.
But I think they're right there. I bet you're going to hear some Vikings Super Bowl buzz, as a matter of fact.
Really? JJ McCarthy is being such a wild card?
He's a wild card, but it is a league where second-year quarterbacks thrive. I mean, historically. Again, he was injured all last year, but generally that's when you used to see it, sometimes the second or third, but a lot of times it used to be the second-year quarterback would win the MVP. Mahomes, I can't remember. There was a bunch of second-year quarterbacks because they're on their rookie deal, so they loaded up around him. I mean, again, it reminds me a little bit of Michigan. Like, J.J. McCarthy doesn't have to do much.
Yeah, it's just funny to me because
They had Sam Darnold last year, Maggie. They won 14 games.
I know, but Darnold, and I'm no big Darnold fan, but he had at least been in the NFL and been a starter. He had a lot of games under his belt as a starter. J.J. McCarthy, also not known for being a thrower when he was in college, won a national championship in Michigan, but was not what Patrick Mahomes was doing at Texas Tech. You know, it was just a little bit different. And I'll remind you, you know, yes, last year was great with the Vikings, and what was it, 3 years ago with Kirk Cousins when they made the playoffs, but in a year when Cousins got hurt and tore the Achilles, then it was Mullins and it was Josh Dobbs, and they didn't win. So it's not just as easy as saying, oh, I can put anyone in there and we're going to make the playoffs, because they had to do that 2 years ago and it didn't work.
Yeah, I could be dead wrong about this. I would be very careful about underestimating this Vikings team. I think, obviously, we saw what happened in the year. Darnold, everyone said, oh, Darnold became the old Darnold, but it was really because he was getting so much pressure, especially up the middle. They addressed that in free agency in the draft. They got a kid out of Ohio State, Donovan Jackson, that apparently everybody was trying to trade up for. Not that we know anything about that.
Yeah.
So I think it also, they're indoors. They have Justin Jefferson. This is, I don't see them the same way. I think they're actually could even be, in a weird way, better than last year when they won 14 games. They won't win as many games, but they won 14 games and were not a threat at all. They fell apart toward the end of last year. I have a lot more faith in them. Can I say my team that I think you should really worry about, another NFC North team? And okay. I think the Detroit Lions lost both coordinators,
yep,
where the Vikings did not. That's why. And now all of a sudden, you look at their schedule, at Green Bay, home Chicago, at Baltimore, and then in Week 5 at Cincinnati.
At the Chiefs. Keep going.
Yeah, at the Chiefs. What is common of all those opponents? What is the one thing that is different than last year?
They're on the road?
They're outside.
Oh, okay.
Last year, they only had, I think, 2 outside games. Jared Goff's incredible with a roof over his head.
Yeah. Well, it can't be 2 because they play We know they play Green Bay. We know they play Chicago outside.
Last year, it was very few. So basically, you're setting him outside seven times I saw on the road.
At least that's early. It's not cold.
It's,
you know, to be at Green Bay in week one, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's just something about, even if it is beautiful, I just think that this is not ideal Jared Goff situation. I think the Lions come down to earth. I think they're going to miss Ben Johnson terribly. They're my favorite player in the league, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
And they have Aiden Hutchinson coming back. I just think you're going to hear less and less buzz about them coming into the season. Last year, they were a popular Super Bowl pick. I think it'd be smart to fade them this year.
Lions have 11 games against playoff teams from last year. That's tied with the Eagles for the most in the NFL. So they've obviously got that really hard schedule for being so successful last year.
Yeah, the whole NFC North gets kind of screwed. The Bears, your Bears, who you're excited about, they have a tough schedule, too.
Well, I'm fading Ben Johnson because everyone can't stop telling me how he's going to be fitted for a gold jacket in Canton. I want to see a guy coach in the NFL first.
I remember that take.
I mean, listen, I know it upset the Bears fans, but to be honest, like, he could end up being the next whoever, Bill Walsh. But
Kyle Shanahan.
That's fine. But he's not in that tree, but he could end up being that next guy. But can I watch him coach for a minute with some pretty big expectations? And the Bears have a lot of primetime games as well.
Yeah, the Bears have a tough schedule. The whole NFC North, because they have to play each other, has a very tough schedule. You know, it's interesting. The Texans will probably, they don't even have to bring it, and they're going to win the AFC South. To come out of the NFC North is an incredible accomplishment. I wonder if it gets you beat up too, because all four teams are legit in my mind. There's not really, I guess the Bears are the weak link, but it ain't that weak. They really address their needs as well this offseason.
Yeah, and that's again why I'm like, wow, the Vikings are great, but it's a big question mark to me at quarterback. And just one more thing about the Vikings. Again, I said one of my big takeaways, I'm surprised it seems like the NFL is really betting big that the Vikings are going to be a contender. Can I just give you their bye week after they do play that Browns game in London, which you're right, that's not exactly, you know, marquee. But after that bye, this is the Vikings. They play your Eagles. They're at the Chargers on a Thursday night, then at the Lions, Ravens, Bears, at Packers, at Seahawks, Commanders, at Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. It's a tough stretch. Very tough, especially for a rookie QB. 888-710-4ISN. So this is one of those things where we're going to try to get to all the teams and break down the schedule. But if you want to talk about your team, if there's something specifically that you like, didn't like, you were surprised by, you can call us up and let us know, and we'll make sure to touch on that for you. Obviously, the Dallas Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs are two other teams that got a lot of attention because they're going to be, well, Dallas at least, opening night against your Eagles, Thanksgiving, of course, and Christmas. Only it looks like the Green Bay Packers of 2011 ever had that trifecta.
Yeah, I mean, again, we've argued a lot about this. It didn't seem to kill everybody last year to have these erratic schedules for some reason. And I think that everyone panics when a team gets a lot of, Chiefs have a lot of Thursdays this year. I think the players still.
And the Cowboys have four Thursdays.
Yeah. Oh, is it one of the
Cowboys have four Thursdays? That's the most. No one's ever had four Thursdays.
Chiefs have multiple ones too.
Well, it's because Christmas is on a Thursday this year.
Yeah. So, and they play Thanksgiving. So that's two off the bat. Yeah. Funny thing is, the players love those. They love, it's like a mini bye in the middle of the season. I Ross Tucker always said that, and I know you don't totally believe him, the former NFL player who's on the radio. I really believe this Thursday thing. Like, players don't view it the same way we do. We're like, oh my God, it's gonna be so sloppy. They get to go to Cancun for a weekend. I think it's a little recharge.
Maybe your Philadelphia Eagles, the only not playing on 2 days of the week this year. So the Eagles are playing on every day of the week except for Tuesday and Wednesday, because you're playing Sunday, obviously, Monday, Thursday, Friday, because they're playing the Black Friday game, and Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, after they went to Brazil and won the Super Bowl last year, so I have no worries. Doesn't bother me at all. And all these, and the other thing too, we're talking about like runs towards the end of the season. If a team falls apart, like it's really hard to predict what teams are going to be like between 12 and 17. So I honestly feel like because there's always turnover at the playoff teams. Like, they might look hard now. I don't think all these schedules are going to be as hard come November.
Well, you never know with injuries and stuff like that.
Yeah, and teams are going to fall off just by nature. And it's in the NFL right now with an 18-game schedule, if you're not in strong position by November, you're going to start to maybe not rest guys, but you're not going to give your A effort.
So coming up later in the show, Ani Bose is going to join us, who makes the schedule or is one of the key people in the NFL. Not just one person makes the schedule, but he's one of the key people in the room, and he's been doing this for a long time. One of the questions I have for him is about the Steelers. So Steelers schedule, they obviously start at the Jets, which is a funny game if Rodgers is actually on the team for the Steelers, right? And the NFL loves doing this stuff, like a little wink, you know, a little, you know, storyline, stuff like that. But you also have a lot of primetime games for the Steelers. So they get a Thursday night at the Bengals, back-to-back with a Sunday night against Green Bay, at the Chargers on a Sunday night. They get a Dolphins on a Monday Night Football. They are playing in Dublin against the Vikings, so that's a standalone, even though it's not a primetime. Do the Steelers, because of their fan base, do they just garner that many primetimes, or do you think the league office has an inkling that Rodgers is going to be there, which makes it a little more compelling?
You know, honestly, they had four last year when it was just Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and that was okay. I think the Steelers are always going to, I don't think they're scared that Rodgers won't come there because they're Steelers. They play through generations and generations. The other thing, too, the league knows they're going to be good. Right, even,
In contention. I don't know if they're good, but they're always right there.
Mason Rudolph will probably bring them to 9-8. That would be the most predictable thing. Like Mason Rudolph has an above 500 record in Pittsburgh. They're not going to. If I'm looking at the schedule, and if you don't know if Rodgers is going to go there, at least you know the bottom is not that far. Like they're not going to be 1-16. Mike Tomlin always brings his team to respectability. So what's the risk here? Even if it's Mason Rudolph, they'll probably be 6-4 and playing for AFC playoff spots. They'll probably be a wild card team. We'll get killed in the first round. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the Steelers. I'm not feeling great about it. And I'm not saying because they traded Pickens. You know, I was interested in that quarterback battle. And I was like, man, maybe Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, it was so cheap to get them. It did cost them a lot. You know, it felt like it could have gone either way. And now, I'm sorry, I just am not as excited about Mason Rudolph.
We do not care.
That's fair.
You started out, it'll probably be Rodgers.
I think so, too.
All the indications are it's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
I know, but then, so I'm interested in that, but more like in a, is this going to be a train wreck situation, not in a, wow, does Rodgers have a chance to take him to the Super Bowls?
Well, they had, you know, they could have given him 5 or 6. If Rodgers was there, last year the Jets got 6 with Rodgers.
Yeah.
And he was coming off an Achilles tear. So if they really were 100% sure Rodgers was going to be there, they would have given them more than 4. But, you know, the top teams get 5 at minimum, 6 and 7 for the Cowboys and Chiefs. So I think 4 was a safe middle bet, right? Like, how far are the Steelers going to fall? They're still going to be one of the most popular teams.
Yeah, just not as interesting to me if it's Mason Rudolph throwing to DK Metcalf.
Yeah, but not to you, but generally, like, the Steelers fans exist everywhere. And what's the big deal? What's the difference between Russell Wilson and Mason Rudolph? Barely anything right now.
Can we cut this and save it for when we have to come in on a Monday morning or Tuesday morning or Friday after the Pittsburgh Steelers have had a primetime game and Perloff is going to complain about having to watch that dreadful offense on TV. You're going to say it was a waste of time. I know the fan base is huge.
But it's the same every year.
I know. And you're going to complain about it.
Ben got old. Like, but I actually, you know, the one thing you're forgetting is my love for backup quarterbacks. And Mason Rudolph, you're wildly underrating this dude. Watch him be this year's, who's a quarterback who went 9-8 and lost in the wild card round? Watch him be this year's Sam Darnold. I mean, the Steelers are inevitable. They're like Thanos, Maggie. They are going to have a winning record. Just accept it. Just accept that Mason Rudolph, there's going to be a week where they run for 250 yards and their defense has 3 turnovers and you're squinting and be like, oh, I can see the Steelers. And then what's going to happen? It's happened 8 years in a row.
I thought it's Will Howard time. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, again, we're going to try to get to everything with the schedule. Things we thought were interesting, noteworthy. But if you want to talk about your team, let us know, and we're happy to talk about it. Coming up, we do have a disappointing exit for one team we thought could have been a championship hopeful just 2 weeks ago.
The Giants.
It's M&P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Wait, is this, are we listening to Queen or are we listening to Vanilla Ice?
Or neither.
Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, it's Vanilla Ice.
The instrumental?
Well, I think we're just playing the lead in. Do you have? I assume you have it memorized.
Yeah, I would have thought that Ice would have dropped in by now.
Well, you know when he comes in.
Go ahead, Vanilla.
Because you got to stop, collaborate, and listen.
Come on, Bogues, go ahead. You know the bars.
Stop, collaborate, and listen.
No, we're not there yet.
Oh, well, that's all.
Brand new edition, something grabs a hold of me. No, we're off still.
That's probably a good thing. Okay. Yeah. Before we move on, by the way, I got this quote from Steve Kerr that I want to read for Maggie.
Sure. Because I've got a quote for you, too.
Oh, yes.
Steve Kerr, Maggie's been killing the Warriors, Jimmy Butler, for not showing up.
Yeah.
He said, if Curry had not gotten hurt, I don't even have to think what if. I know we had a shot. I know we could have gone the distance. Maybe we wouldn't have, but it doesn't matter. Again, everything in the playoffs is about who stays healthy and who gets hot. Are you playing well right at the right time? So basically, Steve Kerr saying, what did you expect from us? Steph Curry got hurt. And I think that is the most sensible take on this. Where you disagree.
Well, listen, and you have four titles as a coach, and so you can say something like that, and maybe the fan base won't be ticked off about it, but
The fan base cannot possibly be ticked off about this. I'm not seeing any mad Warriors fans. The second Curry got hurt, they all gave up, I assume.
Well, that's not great, because there was a shot he was coming back.
He's
He is you one say of the that... top five players in NBA history, and he got pulled his hamstring.
Okay, but
we know what a hamstring injury means. It never really heals.
Okay, I understand that, but it wasn't Jason Tatum's injury where 24 hours later, the first photo we get is him post-op in a boot, and he's now got Achilles surgery that he's got to respond from and rehab from. There was, and we can only go by what was coming out of Golden State, an optimism that he could have returned if they could have just won one game and extended this series.
I bought into that optimism, but that faded throughout the series because he didn't. He looked very comfortable in street clothes, and he wasn't getting that close.
So I'll give you a quote here, and this is from Marcus Thompson, who covers the team for The Athletic. 4 months ago, the Warriors were clinging desperately to a play-in spot. Now, this is from 4 days ago. Now a path to a fifth championship of the era is glowing like a runway. Talking about how the Cavs were, at this point when he wrote this article, how the Cavs...
You said 4 days ago.
This was...
But Curry's been hurt a lot longer than that.
From May 13th. I'm sorry, 2 days ago he wrote this.
He thought with Steph Curry... Okay,
and
go
he's
ahead.
Right next to the team, covering them every second. Now a path to a fifth championship of the era is glowing like a runway. His next line, but Curry can't take off. Okay, so he's acknowledging, obviously, that the Curry injury changes it. But setting up how the playoffs, and this is like... could have been breaking right, that the fact that Oklahoma City doesn't look completely invincible. Denver doesn't look invincible. Right. The Celtics, we saw, just are up against it. Cavs just lost.
Yep.
So I don't want to hear now that the Warriors were just this hapless, floundering G League collection of losers when 2 days ago there was an acknowledgement that things could have been breaking right for them to actually win a title. I'm asking them to win a game, and that's why I was disappointed.
Marcus Thompson saying the exact same thing that Steve Kerr said. We could have won a title if Steph Curry was healthy. That yes, I know.
And they couldn't win a game, and they couldn't even win a game to extend the series to see if Curry could have come back to give them anything.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. Forgive me. If it's professional sports, guys are making $50 million. You got playoff Jimmy. And heaven forbid, I want to hold them to a standard of beating the Timberwolves one time on their home floor.
I think you're way overestimating a 35-year-old Jimmy Butler. Again, there was a reason he was available. I mean, that playoff Jimmy is 33-year-old Jimmy in the Eastern Conference. It ain't beating the T-Wolves. I mean, and by the way, I think you're denigrating the T-Wolves too much. I think, again, I said coming this series, like, they are wildly unpredictable. They can outplay anybody in the league.
They can lose
so much size and so much talent. There's just no way on paper. Kerr knew it. Draymond Green knew it. Everyone knew it. I accepted you and Marcus Thompson, I guess, that they had no chance without Curry. He's an all-time player. It's the same as losing LeBron, a prime LeBron. It's like the Cavs were not winning a title with LeBron on the bench. That was not going to happen.
They took a game, though, off of Minnesota. Like, you're acting like Minnesota is this sure thing when you're not even saying that it's a sure thing they'll get to the finals.
No, definitely not. But it's a sure thing to beat, you know, Buddy Hield and Trayce Jackson-Davis. Yeah, that's a sure thing.
Well,
yeah,
I'm the truth.
I mean, it was disappointing that Curry didn't respond faster. But without Curry, this team has no prayer whatsoever.
Let's go to Rich in California. What's up, Rich?
Yeah, I think Butler gets an incredibly large amount of blame, which is not his fault. I think if you looked at the Warriors, you would have realized that all you had to have done to shut them down was to find a way to shut down Butler, shut down Draymond, who is not a particularly offensive-oriented ball player, and find a way to shut down Curry. The fact of the matter is Houston damn near did it. If they would have gotten to... If they would have gotten to the point where they got past Minnesota, I don't think they were going any farther. The problem was the Warriors, when they played well, had a really, really solid bench. These guys that they have now aren't that terribly solid, and Buddy Hield, he might get hot, but he doesn't impress me a whole hell of a lot, or neither does Podziemski, who threw up more bricks than a barbecue.
Well, here's the thing, though. You're saying that I know that it took them seven games against the Rockets, but you're talking about Buddy Hield throwing up bricks. One of the big reasons why they even won that game seven on the road. Buddy Hield's 33 points in that game. So guys were stepping up, and obviously Curry was healthy at that point. I know it all changes. I just think the pass on Butler for this is wild to me.
Well, the point is, you know, what you're talking about is the difference between regular season and playoffs.
Yeah, Jimmy season, gets better in the playoffs. That's why he has the nickname Playoff Jimmy.
Well, that may be all well, and that may be all good, but what they needed was somebody who could put a three-pointer in the basket.
Well, they went cold.
They seemed to have a whole bunch of guys who could clank the rim really, really well. The fact of the matter is they did not have enough personnel to get any far. In fact, I would suggest to you that they got about as far as they were going to get one way or the other.
Well, that's not what Kerr says. Rich, thank you for the call. Kerr saying if Curry was healthy, they could have won a title.
He said could have. I there was a shot. Yes, he kind of implied if everything broke right, you never know. They were not clearly not the favorite. But yes, the West is a bit of a mess because Denver is too thin. Oklahoma City Thunder look immature. And the T-Wolves, you'd have no idea. The T-Wolves are like a box of chocolates. Quoting Forrest Gump here. You have no idea what T-Wolves team is going to show up. And the T-Wolves, the fact that they have nobody inside, like the Warriors, I hate to say this, they need an Andrew Bogut so badly. And they know this. They've been talking about it for 4 years. They need somebody to protect the rim. Julius Randle was just doing whatever he wanted. And I don't even think he's that great a player. He looked like a top 50 all-time player this year. So I don't know. I mean, when Curry, you say this now, like you should have said when Curry went down, I expect Jimmy Butler to step up.
I did. I was crushing Butler.
There's just no way against that team. I mean, even if he was lucky enough to beat his elite defender on the wing, he was going against three other tall guys, and it just was not set up for him at all. And again, Buddy Hield. Really, Maggie? That's who you're relying on? Do you have any teams he's played on?
Listen, but I said Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Steve Kerr can't figure anything out. I'm not expecting Draymond to become this offensive juggernaut. I understand that. I get how the Warriors play. I said win a game to see if Steph Curry could come back. They couldn't do that. Andrew Bogish is here with all the latest headlines. What's up?
Let's stick with those Warriors. Their season on the line. Steph Curry may be looming in game six. They fell into a 25-point hole last night in Minnesota, but it closed to within 9 in the fourth. But hey, the T-Wolves had Anthony Edwards.
Crowd trying to get the Wolves going here in the fourth. They're able to pull up left side three. Rattles that one in. That's big time. It's a big time answer. Back to a 12-point lead, but the work is not done.
Alan Horton on T-Wolves radio. Edwards and company eventually finished off a 121-110 clincher and finishing with 22 points and 12 assists, while Julius Randle scored 29. The aforementioned Jimmy Butler had just 17 points. Brandon Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga, as you'd like, were the Dubs' leading scorers with, again, their season on the line last night. The Celtics are alive and maybe well. A 127-102 rout of the Knicks to force Game 6 at MSG tomorrow night. Derek White, 7 threes, 34 points without Jason Tatum.
Seeing him go down was tough, but we got a lot of guys out here that are highly competitive, and we didn't want our season to end tonight. So just going out there, competing. We said after game four, we just got one game five, and now we got to move on to try to find a way to win game six.
And, I know. Wait, I'm sorry. Can I just bring this up? Because everyone's killing me, because I'm killing the Warriors, that they couldn't win a game. What did the Boston Celtics do last night?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, their best player is down. And, yeah, you have Jaylen Brown, but...
You have Jaylen Brown. You have an Olympian in Derek White. You have...
Draymond Green's also on that Olympic team.
You have two Olympians.
And Steve Kerr coached that Olympic team. And you're telling me Draymond and Jaylen Brown has a knee injury, and the person who actually won the game last night, outside of Derek White, who was very good, Luke Kornet.
Don't.
I'm sorry, Manny. It has to be said.
Earmuffs, Manny.
Because this was the Celtics actually winning a game. Does anyone think they're going to win the series? No. But if Jason Tatum somehow could have come back, they just did their job. The rest of the guys picked up the slack when they couldn't hit the ocean from the beach. So why am I all of a sudden getting the Warriors a pass
because
on
the
this?
Celtics team is so much more talented than the Warriors. And in fact, they look way better because they weren't just standing around watching Jason Tatum shoot. I mean,
Pearl, you've been killing Al Horford.
Stars up and down this lineup. Yeah.
You've been killing Al Horford. You've been killing
Porzingis. Right.
By the way, the Knicks
Porzingis couldn't even play in the second half, by the way.
The Knicks were in shock to see a non-stiff at center. That's what, first of all, Luke Kornet. Yes, who is at least alive.
G League.
You're talking yourself into Luke Kornet right now?
Come on.
Oh, my God. By the way, I should have said it. I'm like, they got to pull Horford out of defensively and put Kornet in there. Because Kornet's fine. At least he's not 45 years old like Al Horford. Like, that was the major difference in that game. He was plus 20 in 20 minutes last night.
They allowed Luke Kornet to look like the Kembe Mutombo.
Right, because they were so used to going against Al Horford,
who is worse than basically putting Andrew Bogut at five in an NBA
Slow
game.
Slow down.
Hey, now.
Last hour, you were saying that the Knicks lost on purpose to win game six at
home.
I
didn't say that. A caller said that.
And you agree with it.
Yeah, I love that theory.
But I got to tell you, Cornette's a problem because he's not terrible. He's a problem. He's a big problem.
I've agreed with you most of this morning.
And you said Joe Mazzulla's in a coma.
Right.
Okay?
What's
and
he somehow, doing there?
He should have put in. You couldn't see. Like, you don't think Jalen Brunson's eyes get huge when he saw Al Horford or Porzingis on defense? And he's like, well, who's this guy? He's actually awake.
Right. And I'm telling you, they should have had Kuminga and they should have had Trayce Jackson-Davis be any part of this team before they absolutely needed them in the biggest games of the year. Same stuff is happening with Boston. Yeah. Boston just found a way to win a game. The Warriors did have games at home. I know last night was on the road. They did have games at home. They couldn't win a game.
This is a total misread. The talent level in Boston is so much higher. So much higher.
The other pieces in Boston are just so much better than the ones in San Francisco.
And are they healthy? I give you, because Jimmy Butler's sick. Porzingis is sick. Jalen Brown's got a knee injury.
Look at this.
They just lost their best player.
I would rather take a hampered, injured version of all of those dudes than any of the healthy dudes in Golden State.
But I still think it's fair to ask for one Jimmy Butler explosion to win a game to get the game six. I think is the beginning of your point,
this
right?
This is my only point. And I never said they'd win the title or win the series. Can you win a game to get Steph Curry back on the floor?
I think this Celtics team.
They lost four in a row.
Probably would not beat the Timberwolves. I mean, the Knicks are probably not as good as the Western Conference teams.
Let's go, Knicks!
If the Knicks make the finals, I think they lose in five.
And maybe they lose game six with Curry on one leg, but
at least you see it.
Maggie's not wrong, and just wondering why Butler couldn't have one immaculate game to win three or four at home and make this series go to six.
Well, I think you guys are both wrong about this Celtics team. Wait, don't they have the sixth man of the year? And
Payne Pritchard, yes.
Yeah, and then they have the second sixth man of the year.
Which is why they're going to be
a
game seven on Monday night in Boston.
They're just way more talented than this collection of scrubs the Warriors are putting out. Now, the Kuminga thing is different because obviously Jimmy and Steph hate Kuminga. That is very...
Or Kerr.
It's not Kerr at all. It's Jimmy and Kuminga do not get along. You can just watch them not pass to each other.
Jimmy just got there.
Well, basically, you know that Curry said to Kerr, get this guy off the court.
Okay, but that was happening before Jimmy got there.
Yeah, I know. I'm again, that's why I'm saying Kuminga was not part of this whole formula.
Well, you never know when you're going to need a guy.
True, but you can't blame anybody here. They're just not, this is not a good enough team. The Celtics are a very, very good team, minus Tatum. They have a lot of guys.
The Celtics could legitimately, and I'm not saying this to mess with Manny, could legitimately run off three straight games with the roster they have right now.
Definitely.
I would not say that about the Warriors, but I still do think that you would have liked them to have one game over the previous two in their building with the idea, as slight as it might have been, of Curry playing in game six. They all could have shown up, had a game better than expected, and win one, just steal one. They didn't do that.
Two things.
Fair criticism.
The T-Wolves' length on defense was obviously a problem. And also, what are you going to do about Superman Julius Randle?
You're asking, how many teams did Buddy Hield play for? How many teams has Julius Randle played for?
But I'm just saying, that had nothing to do with Curry being out or Butler not having a big game. When Julius Randle scores that much on you, you're going to lose every game. I mean, so that was the biggest problem.
Yeah,
Butler. Butler wasn't covering Randle. Randle scored 30 points a game in this series.
I know.
How are you going to beat the T-Wolves when that guy is scoring? So the Warriors' problems were pretty deep to me. This Celtics team, you said it too, Matt. You and I were both on the Celtics yesterday. Yeah.
I think the Knicks are probably going to... The Knicks don't do anything easily, so big win for them is 7 points. Because they just don't blow people out. It's
why I have anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, you have the NBA Finals MVP last year is still out there.
But I think they're going to win this game at the Garden. If they don't get tight in front of that crowd. By the way, Chalamet with the sunglasses on, take those off, man.
Did you see the three Boston fans right next to the Celtics bench? Stereotypical Bostonian fans.
Yeah. Oh, Portnoy.
No. There were some dudes by the Celtics bench who were rather excited. I mean, go ahead. Your team is beating the living hell out of the Knicks. But, man, they were pretty stereotypical, look like stereotypical Bostonian fans.
Let's not get into stereotypes because there's a lot about New York. Someone called in earlier, Jay, and said our grandmother's twerking in the street, which I didn't even know was a thing that we associated with New York.
You should come on the one train in the morning.
Can we just?
Oh yeah,
I wrote the A for many years. Yes.
Point out for anyone who's not watching on our YouTube channel, Infinity Sports Radio Network YouTube.
Nice plug.
Maggie, who's dressed like Brooks Hanlon from Shawshank Redemption, gave Timothy Chalamet fashion advice.
Yeah, and by the way, I feel like I want a Brooks ending with the way that you guys are defending Jimmy Butler here. Anyway, Bogues, give us one more thing.
Playoff hockey last night. The Oilers are done with the Golden Knights, taking Game 5 in Vegas in overtime 1-0. Stuart Skinner, 24 saves for his second straight shutout. That happened after the Panthers steamrolled the Leafs in Toronto 6-1 for a 3-2 series lead. Now I'm done.
Very good, Bogues. Thank you so much. Coming up, surprise, this headline took us a little bit back, so we'll tell you what's going on. And then top of the hour, Ani Bose, who is the VP of NFL Broadcasting, he's one of the people integral.
Never know.
Integral?
Not sure.
He's the dude that's making the schedule.
And he's one of the dudes.
One of the dudes who's putting his imprints all over the NFL schedule. So we're so lucky that we get to pick his brain coming up again, top of the hour. Maggie Perloff Show, let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Maggie and Perloff Show, so glad to have you. Very, very busy day. Warriors get bounced in 5 games. Steph Curry never makes it back because the team couldn't extend the series to even give him a shot. So now the Minnesota Timberwolves move on. Not sure who they're going to face yet. Manny ticked off this morning because his Knicks could not finish off the Boston Celtics. Celtics, minus their best player, still found a way to rally to win a game.
I'm still seething.
And now you got the Indiana Pacers get to just sit and wait and rest. And, you know, the Knicks, who have a rotation of about 5.5 guys, now have to play another game before the series starts. What? The Eastern Conference Finals is Monday no matter what, right? Something like that.
By the way, I could see a path, and I'm going to be serious here, where the Celtics win this series. Because
wow, really?
They were really their offense was ground to a halt with Tatum this series. Like, we saw it in the games they lost where he was firing up three-pointer after three-pointer after three-pointer. Last night, it was like smelling salts. They woke up, charged, passing the ball. They have almost as much talent as the Knicks. I mean, I think their backcourt is, deeper. You get Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Peyton Pritchard, where the Knicks have, what are the Knicks' advantages? Jalen Brunson is unguardable.
Right.
If you just adjust, I mean, they're so dependent. If Jaylen Brunson has a bad night, they're done. So
and he got into foul trouble really early, which is not characteristic of Jalen Brunson.
So maybe, Jaylen Brunson, God forbid he twists an ankle or something, Maggie. I think they're just still so dependent. If the Knicks don't have Jaylen Brunson in the fourth quarter, they're not beating anybody. So there is a path. I don't think it's anything like the Warriors and the Timberwolves. I don't think there was any path. We've been arguing about it all show.
Yeah.
With Jimmy Butler, there's definitely a path with Boston. I'm not betting on Boston because, let's face it, they have to be up by 60 to feel comfortable.
And even then.
Even last night. Weren't you waiting for the run last night?
I was, although it was different because Brunson fouled out with about 7.5 minutes left to go. Yeah. It was so early, relatively. So the 20-point lead that the Celtics built, it was never in doubt. Because if you don't have Brunson, you don't have your closer. What's that?
Is Tibbs' job on the line if he loses the series?
Get out of here.
Oh, my gosh. If you lose the series after Tatum went out and you were up 3-1, Thibodeau's going to be have to answer some major questions. If Brunson's healthy and everything like that, Andrew's onto something.
Thibodeau's job in trouble. I can't believe that. Really?
If you're up 3-1 on the Celtics and Tatum's in a cast?
I don't know. I mean,
The phone calls will come in, but he won't get fired.
But you would have been just basically at the same place you were last year.
Yeah, but that's Tibbs ends up being, he's a Leon guy, he's a Jalen Brunson guy, he's a Rick Brunson guy. You want to keep those individuals happy. I think Thibodeau is going to stay here even if they choke a 3-1. Oh, God. Even if they choke a 3-1 series lead.
Okay, but...
But you're a 4-seed who got up 3-1. Three-seed who got up 3-1 on the defending champions.
That's
a coaching.
Yeah, and then their best player went out. And you would have allowed the Luke Kornet in company to come back?
If I weren't in this field, I would definitely be one of those people calling local New York saying to fire Tom Thibodeau. I completely see that point.
But the other thing, you guys are not...
Yeah. Sorry, you're playing the result, though. He's the same coach, whether they win or lose this game. You're saying, so basically what, if he gets to game 6 of the finals, you're going to fire him? And like, what point is he safe? He has to get through this round?
I think the Celtics right now are such a wounded animal without Tatum. Now, you're saying they're better weirdly without him, or the ball's moving more and the sort of addition by subtraction. You liked what you saw. That is going to be very, very hard questions to answer. How did you, when you're up 3-1 and their best player leaves, how did you blow a 3-1 lead? I think that's tough. It's tough for any coach to blow a 3-1 lead. Even harder to justify when the other team suffers a major setback like that.
But they've been doing it with smoke and mirrors. They were down 20 points. The first team ever to come back from two second-half 20-point deficits in game 1 and 2. So
Brunson's been saving his rear end.
It's a bigger story. Honestly, I think Thibodeau should leave if people call it. Like, I think now a lot of teams are interested in him because he's taken a worse team and whooped on the defending champions for the first 4 games.
I don't know. I think that the front office would say, we traded for Karl Anthony Towns. We traded for Bridges. Like, we...
Anybody saying that? All the Knicks fans were saying we're about to get swept by the Celtics, including the Knicks fans in this room right now. EJ more than you. EJ gave them no chance.
I gave them no chance either.
Now you're firing the coach.
But this is now their best chance ever.
Yeah, it's their best chance ever. And not only that, if you're talking about the firing Thibodeau aspect of it, you would have looked at the regular season and said, we could never beat these teams. Why can't we beat the teams in the regular season? Then we get this golden opportunity that falls from the sky in our lap. Something breaks right for you, which is the other team suffers an injury. Porzingis is can't get his wind. All these things are actually going in your favor. And if you blow a 3-1 lead, I think that's a terrible look.
That's exactly why New York never wins titles. They're so impatient as a sports city.
So
everyone's going to be coming after this poor guy.
Well, they were waiting for it anyway. But here's the thing about, Thibodeau's got all these allies in the building.
Yes.
GM Leon Rose, Rick Brunson, Jalen's dad is was his first client. Mm-hmm. Leon Rose's first client. And there's all these like connections. James Dolan. Never underestimate the owner coming in and making a decision.
Jimmy and his kazoo.
Brad's in Oregon. Brad, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. Huge Warrior fan going back to Al Attles and Rick Barry and Mullins and everybody. But Maggie, I think you're wrong. I don't think there was any chance Curry coming back. I'm glad we lost 4 in a row. Perloff is 1,000% right. you never really know how long you're going to heal off of Poles' hamstring. And if he would have tried to come back a game and really blown it out, now what are you looking at for next year? Just to come back and to win one game to see if you could get him back on the court. To lose the series and take a chance on losing him, how long it was going to take off season. I hope the Warriors put a package together with Kuminga and a couple of players and a draft pick or not, and go after Giannis and get him on the Golden State. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to take, Brad. I don't know if that's a possibility. Seems like a pipe dream. Thank you for the call, though, and you know, somebody who has been a lifer rooting for the Warriors, mm-hmm. and remembers, yes, the, you know, Chris Mullin and some of the great days, but also remembers the Ike Diagu and the Andres Biedrins and all of that, and the low points where the Golden State Warriors were at times a bit of a punchline. I can understand why this has been an all-time run. I mean, an epic, epic run. So yeah, you're really going to kill the team for this exit. What I'm telling you is that you may say now, yes, Curry should have never come back because he could have risked further damage to the hamstring and all that. Not what we were saying 48 hours ago. But so that's fine if you want to do that now, but that's not what we were saying.
After game one, we weren't saying it, but it was becoming clear based on the reporting by 48 hours ago that Curry was in real trouble. Because he did this workout, and he's like, yeah, I can shoot, I just can't run. I mean, come on. There's no way.
And heaven forbid, one of the best players ever has to be less than 100% playing in a playoff game. Like, we've never seen that before.
The nature of that injury, though,
I get it,
would be not worth the risk. And by the way, why are you ruling out Giannis? I think Kuminga is a revelation. I think the money's messed up, though. Is he a free agent or something?
So it's a qualifying offer that they can make. So essentially that means you extend the qualifying offer, but a team can match it.
Right. So it's going to be hard to package him for Giannis, but they obviously need a move.
That would have to be Giannis saying, I want to go to Golden State, and everyone figure it out, don't you think?
Yes, but
because the draft picks and stuff you get back are not going to be good.
But everything I've thought about, the Bucks are going to demand a high price. They're not just going to give him away like
as Luka they should.
Yeah, it's not going to be a Luka situation. So I think that San Antonio, Houston, other teams are going to come in with bigger offers. But I was thinking that, the other thing too is, would Giannis work on the Warriors? That's a big if. Dude can't shoot.
But it's going to take that level of a move, I think.
Yeah, and I think they're going to try and do that, and they have to. Otherwise, it's over.
Although, I don't think Durant's coming back. And I wouldn't do that.
Well, he said no during the year, right?
Well, things change. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Talking NFL schedule next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.